Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Prescribed fires in the Delta Junction area are aimed at reducing summer wildfire risk. The Alaska Fire Service says the federal agency is targeting dead grasses in the military's Donnelly training area for the burns, which will be conducted over the next 2 weeks depending on weather conditions. AFS says removal of dead grass now promotes new growth that's less flammable. Reducing summer fire risk also increases training opportunities for the military. The AFS says smoke may be visible in Delta and along the Richardson Highway, and that fire managers will monitor the burns until they're declared out. Fairbanks police are investigating another suspected downtown area homicide. City police report responding to the Alaska Motor Inn on 4th Avenue before 7 a.m. yesterday and finding 35-year-old Carlos Lamar Battle dead at the bottom of a stairway. Police ask anyone with information about recent suspicious activity at the Alaska Motor Inn to contact them. Officer Doug Wellborn could not say if the case is related to the suspected murder of 44-year-old Jose Alfonso Cifuentes Morales, whose body was found April 4th on 3rd Avenue and Hall Street. Cause of death has not been released in either case. Officer Wellborn says additional information on both cases could be released later today. The University of Alaska is moving forward on Title IX initiatives stipulated under an agreement with the Federal Office of Civil Rights to correct past mishandling of sexual assault and other offenses. Recently hired University of Alaska Fairbanks Office of Diversity and Equal Opportunity Director Margot Griffith says the office is writing up and disseminating information to help victims.
Resources that they can reference that give them clear information, and that those resources are easily available and easy to find.
Griffith says the information and outreach efforts are being developed through consultations within and outside the university community. Other UAF actions include filling a second case investigator position, as well as hiring a case manager.
And that position will communicate quite frequently with individuals that may have complaints or have questions about the Title IX process. And we didn't have that before. That was a big piece of the communication that was missing.
Griffith says there are deadlines in the agreement with the Federal Office of Civil Rights, including May 1st, when updated policy and regulation documents are due. She says agreement-required Title IX employee training is scheduled for the week of June 12th. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and the UAF Nanook Diversity and Action Network is sponsoring a talk Tuesday night by Sophie Karasik, co-founder of the national group End Rape on Campus. BP is struggling to contain an out-of-control production well at Prudhoe Bay on the North Slope 3 days after it was first reported. An Alaska Energy Desk report says the well continued to vent natural gas and some crude oil over the weekend. As of late yesterday, the immediate area remained unsafe, with most workers evacuated from the drill site, but BP says there have been no injuries. BP first discovered the problem Friday morning when workers reported a spray of crude oil from the well. Regulators say the well was no longer spraying oil as of yesterday, though it continued to vent natural gas. There's no estimate yet on the amount of oil and gas released. BP says flights over the area suggest the oil was likely contained to the gravel drilling pad and may not have reached the surrounding tundra. The nearest communities are the industry hub of Dead Horse, which is about 5 miles away, and the village of Nuiqsut, which is about 50 miles away. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says it's too soon to pinpoint why BP lost control of the well, but an incident report identifies two separate leaks and notes that the well itself has risen several feet out of the ground. I'm Dan Bross.